Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me check in with your neck. I'll get you a urinal. Is that okay? A urinal to pee in? I'll close this for you so you can pee. Okay, I'll check in with your nurses.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, may Allah bless you with a good kulpa. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Shukran. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to go ahead and call that van. We just got the Blog Talk Radio to dial in for us. We're very excited today and happy that you all could join us today. We got pretty much all our phones lit up, and we're going to call them then right now.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our Juma. And today is the 28th day of Rabi al-Awwal on the Islamic calendar. And it's October 13th. 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. And when I said about the Islamic calendar, this is the year 1445, alhamdulillah. So we are so thankful to Allah for blessing us. And as I said, welcome to everybody. We're going to open up the Jumu'ah today. My name is Muhammad Khatib. I'm one of the imams in Los Angeles. And we're going to open up the Jumu'ah with the authentic opening that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, always used. It's called Al-Hajja, Khutbah Al-Hajja. It says, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina. ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And to translate that into English, it says, verily, all praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah. from the evil of our own souls and from the bad deeds, our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, nothing, no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, I am indeed grateful to Allah for giving me the opportunity to address you. There are people on the phone that I haven't met before, and there are people on the phone that I haven't heard from in a while, and I'm very happy that they chose to call in and to do Jumu'ah with us. I always try to have something informative and something that that is for the believers in our praise of Allah, in our worship of Allah on the Jumu'ah, as we are commanded to do. We're ordered to do things that are for the betterment in every center, every place we have the Jumu'ah. Only takes three, some schools of thought say five males to have a Jumu'ah prayer. And the reason for the males is that we're the ones who are to stand up as leadership in the Muslim Ummah. So we have the Jumu'ah prayer anywhere all over the world. There are Muslims right now. I mean, literally thousands of communities and millions, billions of people, 2,000 million people right now are having the Jumu'ah prayer, observing the Jumu'ah prayer the way that Allah has ordered us to do. And we learned that because Allah sent us a guide who performed the religion, al-Islam, perfectly. His name is Muhammad. He is the one to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every time we mention his name, we say prayers and peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said that every time you wish peace upon me, Allah sends peace upon you. Every time you elevate my name, Allah elevates you, in so many words. So, brothers and sisters, again, welcome. We're going to talk about today what we talked about last week. Last week we chose that we would talk about things that are for the betterment of the Muslim community, you know, for best expectations and best results. This is just a continuation of that theme. That the Muslims should open up the Quran and live by every word willingly, live willingly by every word in the Quran, and to live willingly, live by the example of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. And Allah says that every letter in the Quran that you recite, every letter that you listen to when someone else is reciting it, every letter that you try to live, Allah says he sends 10 blessings upon you. I want all the Muslims to know that. And brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to represent any entity other than Allah and his messenger and the community of Muslims. Our religion, al-Islam. This is our culture. This is who we live. We are the culture that obeys Allah and what he has ordered. And that's what we do. I know we live in a world that's constantly feeding us. I mean, you know, you have the media, it has actors, it has writers, it has directors, it has producers, it has executive producers who have the money, who fund those shows, who fund those programs, and they're constantly telling us something. You know, you have philosophers, you have teachers, you have financiers, you got the legal people, the lawyers, the politicians, the judges. All of them are feeding us something, the psychologists, the sociologists. All of them are feeding us something. But how many of them are feeding us what the Holy Quran says? How many of them are feeding us what our Lord Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is saying? Well, the job of the believer, the job of the Muslim is to do that, to tell you what Allah says. And Allah says that he would let Shaitan have access to us. But he said, go and just tempt them. He said, put your armies on them, put your infantry on them. And he said, lead astray any that you want. But Allah says you will not be able to lead astray. You can mislead anyone except those that are sincere and purified. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this is a time in life where you better get tear away from what the world is saying. Tear away from their doctrines and their shows and their programming and their lies, all their falsehood, their false religion. Tear away from that. And do we have people who have warned us about this before? Even Prophet Jesus, we call him Isa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. He said, renounce the world. Get away from the world. Don't listen to what they're talking about. He's called, you know, he has a nickname, what we call, I forget the word for it, but it's like you're a really good name, like a title, you know. And his title was Kalimatullah, the word of Allah, a spirit from Allah. A language, a thought, a thinking, a spirit from Allah, Kalimatullah, a word of Allah, the word of Allah. And he said, he was known to have said, renounce the world. He told his followers, who we call Hawariyuna or Hawariyina, he told his followers that if you want to be with me, if you want to stick with me, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciples, you must give up what you have in this world. You must give up the world. You have to renounce the world, especially the language. Because Jesus noted, peace be upon him, when he was sent at that time 2,000 years ago. We're not talking about no short period of time. This was a long time ago. 2,000 years ago, he told the people that he was sent to, he said, you are the children of the devil. So in order to challenge the children of the devil or fight against them, Jesus pointed out that that they were constantly feeding the world things. They were gambling in the centers. They were doing all kinds of wicked things, but they insisted that the world follow them. They insisted that Jesus follow them. They told Jesus that we're charging you with disobeying the laws that were sent with Moses. We say that you don't follow Moses as we follow Moses. They said they were followers of Moses. And I'm here to tell you, if they were true followers of Moses, then they wouldn't be putting false gods up or worshiping themselves or killing each other or slaughtering, gambling in the centers and slaughtering mankind. I'm not going to get into all that, but I just wanted to let you know, brothers and sisters, that we have proof that we're supposed to be very, very careful and selective about what we want or allow in our lives, in the life of this world. But Allah says, La ilaha illallah, that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. And you turn on your TV and you hear him crying and weeping and moaning and claiming complaining, and what's this other word? Whining about somebody's always after them. But then when they have an opportunity to fight whoever is after them, you see them acting as though they are demons. And why not? Didn't Jesus say that they were the children of the devil? Anyway, I'm not trying to get into a name calling or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you what Allah says in the Holy Quran. The Quran says, Allah says in the Quran, these are Allah's words. These are not the words of some saint. These are not the words of some philosopher, some professor, some judge. These are not even the words of the prophets. These are the words of Allah given to the messengers, to the prophets, for them to tell us. And this particular book in the Holy Quran, these words were given to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him. Even if he's quoting words that came before him. But this particular verse says, and when I say before him, I mean from other messengers. Because Jesus' words are in here, Moses' words are in here, Abraham's words are in here. You know, Jacob, Noah, David, Solomon. But Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the reason that we have these words. He caused the revelation that Allah sent him to be written down. And every single letter, we have it in our hands today in the form of a book. This particular verse is in chapter 61, and that's Al-An'am, the cattle. And this particular verse is verse 164, and it says, "Kul araghayra Allahi abgi rabban wa huwa rabbu kulli shayin wala ta." ولا تقسيبوا كل نفس إلى عليها ولا تزينوا وزيرة وزر أخرى. Translated in English by A. Yusuf Ali, this says, say, till I seek for my cherisher other than Allah, when he is the cherisher of all things that exist, every soul draws the meat of its acts on none but itself, draws the results of its acts on none but itself. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another. Your goal in the end is towards Allah. He will tell you the truth of the things wherein ye disputed. I like that verse, and there's a lot of others. Inshallah, I will mention some of them. But this particular verse, I like that verse because it talks about not worrying about things you have no power over. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said that a Muslim is one who minds his own business. So I don't want the Muslim community to get all upset and all worried and go into a frazzle over news that's coming to them about what's going on in the world, especially news that's brought to them over a media or reporters that in most cases are lying. Allah says in a verse in the Quran that there are people who, he said, most of them are perverted transgressors. And the people that always want to be in your face telling you what to do and demanding that you do what they want you to do, even against what Allah has said, because, you know, there are people in the Quran that say Allah is weak, but they are strong. We are strong, but Allah is weak. Muslims, be very careful. Keep your mind in the Holy Quran. Keep your obedience to Allah. Keep your thinking what Allah said. And be careful of false reports. Be careful of the emotionalism of others. And be of those who practice patience and who practice fairness, justice. Be that way. There are many people in the world, Muslim communities, Christian communities, Jewish communities, pagans. Everybody has a community. Everybody follows something. Be very careful, or Muslims, be very careful to obey what Allah said. And to realize that those who do not obey what Allah said are astray. You have no duty to obey them. You have no mandate to obey them. You have no commands from Allah to obey them. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas." That means that you are the best community. "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas." Brought out or brought forth for the betterment or for the benefit of everybody else, for mankind, is what the last word says, and nas. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah says in the Holy Quran that you are the best community evolved for the benefit of mankind. Enjoining what is right, that means inviting to what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's your central duty. Your central duty. And your duty is to warn them, to warn them, to warn the whole world. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, one of his titles or names is he's a warner, Naziran. He's a warner. But Allah said in the Quran, you can warn them or do not warn them. Many of them will not believe. So we have people who've been warned, but they won't obey. Other communities down through time have had leaders that told them what was right, but they won't obey. Can you expect unbelievers to obey? Brothers and sisters, be very careful with your religion. What would Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would he order in various cases and situations? He said, if you're ill, he said, when he's ill, he goes to see a doctor. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of illness going on today, mental illness. Muslims have been given the Quran so that we won't be sick. We won't be astray. We won't listen to anybody else in any regard. Allah calls the Quran Shifa'un. It is a book of healing. It is a book, Al-Hadi. It is a book that will guide you. It is a book, Al-Haq, which is the truth, true reality. And that's what we have to follow. And it tells us in the Quran, don't let your heart or your emotions sway you from being just. Allah says that justice is it's worship, brothers and sisters. To do what's right, to obey Allah, that's justice. So that's what I want to admonish you about today. And, on many sides and in many areas, people are very upset and very angry. But we are not going to follow people who, through the media, have been whining and trying to manipulate us and sway us into listening to them and doing what they want to do, which is mostly kill each other. The Quran talks about those who are very quick with their hands. They always want to fight. They always want to fight, and they think that's the solution. The solution is obeying Allah. And the Muslims know that. The Jews know that. The Christians know that. But who will obey? Who will obey? Who has the strength to obey? And this supersedes life. This is bigger than life. This goes all the way to death. When you die, you are going to pay for how you lived. There's a verse in the Holy Quran where someone asked a question. Where is a friend I used to have, an acquaintance I used to have? And the next part of the verse says, would you like to look down? And he said, he looked down. They looked down. A voice said, would you like to look down? He looked down and saw him in the midst of hellfire. And he said, he was little short of bringing me down into that hellfire if it had not been for the mercy of Allah. So, brothers and sisters, let us use that mercy. Let us use that mercy and let us obey Allah. And don't listen to the backsliders. Don't listen to the liars. Don't listen to the manipulators. Don't listen to the people who call you names and say that when you talk about them, you're being anti-Semitic. Don't listen to that, brothers and sisters. These people make up all kinds of stuff, and they want to manipulate your feelings. They want to oppress you with their armies and their police forces. They want to oppress you with their courts. They want to make you disobey Allah. Any who disobeys Allah, they're going to hell. So don't let anybody force you in the life of this world to do things that would make you go to hell. And you will go to hell if you disobey Allah. Things will go to hell, and you'll go to hell in the hereafter. So obey Allah and obey His messenger. Keep your duty to Allah. Stay in this religion. And when somebody hollers at you and cries and whine about and wants you to join them because they say that if you don't join them, you're being anti-Semitic, we have to call them liars because the Semites, the people they call the Semites, are related to Abraham. We know that they're Arabs, and we know that they're also Jews. But the Jews use that as a weapon to try to whip the mind of the, through the media, whip the mind of their listeners, whip the minds of anybody who will listen to them to do what they want them to do. It's a form of oppression. The Semites are Jews and Arabs. But do Arabs get angry with you and call you anti-Semitic whenever you do anything about them. In fact, they try mostly, the media tries mostly to say that Arabs are Muslims. All Arabs are not Muslims. There are Christian Arabs, many of them, and they have the same names we have. Adam, Dawood, Suleiman. So don't be manipulated by the press. You just put your mind into the Holy Quran and listen to what Allah says. And don't follow the world. Renounce the world. If people are fighting, let them fight it out. Sometimes you got to let people fight it out. You don't want to complicate the problem, especially when you don't know. And you are being seriously misled in the Western society. And the judges and the politicians in this society, who many of whom are agents of the devil, they call the children of the devil, they're agents of Satan, and they'll try to manipulate you and get you on a side that, just because you're an American citizen, get you on a side that you don't know anything about. Get you to support people you don't know anything about. Get you to fight with and support people that you don't know anything about. Get you to die for names and people who have historically oppressed each other, historically bothered each other, historically assaulted each other. Historically, and I heard a story where they were, a statement where they were killing children and everything. These people have been killing each other for thousands of years. So don't be silly. And in this society, there are many people who have a beef that if this government really wants to do something about the situation in our society, they need to stop drugs. They need to stop alcohol. They need to stop gambling. They need to stop the tobacco use, and they need to stop homosexuality and infant infanticide, what do you call it, abortion. They need to stop manipulating the people and allowing the press the freedom to make a joke out of everything, use lies to make a joke out of everything. They've got programs on, comes on Saturdays, I think, and there's nobody who says more bad things about people than the people who are asking you to support their supposed oppression in the world. Oh, the armies of Europe oppressed us, and they their leaders killed us, and they tried to wipe us out. But you're doing the same thing they were doing. I was reading a report the other day. They said that I'm trying to remember if it was the English or the Americans who, during World War II, they bombed a city and 100,000 people died in 3 hours. Now, that's in Europe. We also know that our society, America, bombed people in Hiroshima. Now, whether the war is just or unjust, you're still taking life. What would the prophets do? The prophets, peace be upon them, would try to establish peace, try to establish order, try to establish what's right, justice. What is the name of our religion, people? Our religion is Al-Islam. What does it mean? Submission to the will of Almighty God. What is our name as a group? We are called Muslims. What does that mean? That means the people who will surrender or submit to the will of Almighty God. That's who we are. If we won't follow Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, who had to suffer untold, well, can't say untold because we know the history, but this tremendous odds, they were killing his relatives. What did he try to do? They were lying on him and setting him up, ambushing him, trying to poison him. Well, did poison him. He didn't die, though. What did he do? He tried to forgive people and establish peace. When Muslims are the only fighting that Muslims are allowed is to protect their peace, protect their order and justice. That's why. Other people have the same right, but if they go overboard, Allah tells the Muslims, what did he say? He said, fight until they stop fighting you. Fight until they stop fighting you. And what I'm saying may be unpopular. I don't care. We're following the laws of Allah and the Holy Quran, and we're not afraid to do that either. And we're not going to allow anybody all the way to the point of death to oppress us and force us to do something against what Allah has ordered. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? Inshallah, you do. So all praises to Allah. So last week we were talking about the fact that Muslims need to put their mind into every word that's in the Holy Quran. The reason we have so many problems in this society or in life is because we're not obeying Allah like we should, brothers and sisters. I'm sure that's a problem for a lot of Muslims in the world. We're not obeying Allah. We're obeying our tough guys. We're obeying people who are basically lying to us and trying to make us think their so-called new way is bigger and better than what Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace upon him, brought. And the Prophet told us as Muslims, especially as Muslims, he said, do not be a people who cut each other's necks. Muslims are not allowed to kill up each other. And Muslims are not allowed to kill any human being because, unjustly, because Allah claims every creature that he has made. And every creature, every human being has rights. So brothers and sisters, let us try to establish peace. I know the warmongers and the murderers, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They'll kill they kill prophets because prophets would not help them fight. You know that one of the reasons that the Jews hated Jesus, who was sent to them, the reason they hated him is because they were expecting a Messiah to come that would help them conquer Rome. You know, they all were citizens of Rome, or they lived in the protectorates, but they had their own tribe. But they were expecting a Messiah. But if you look in any dictionary, or I should say especially a encyclopedia, or Google it, you'll see that the Jews see Jesus as, they don't see him as someone that was sent by Almighty God. They don't see him as a prophet. They don't see him as a leader. They say he is not even holy, that he's not even holy. Well, that means that Muslims care more about Jesus than the people that call themselves Christians then, because they don't obey Jesus. They grossly do not obey Jesus, because if you, ask them who is God's chosen people, the Christians don't say, we are God's chosen people. No. They have been manipulated to the point to where they say the Jews are God's chosen people. Well, if the Jews are God's chosen people, certainly they would say that Jesus is holy and their leader, but they don't. So you look that up and study that on your own. But if we don't get knowledge, like the prophet, peace be upon him, said, if we don't get knowledge from the cradle to the grave, then we'll be lost. He said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. He said, one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. One Muslim who really knows what's going on is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. Because once you start this blood, it keeps going. War, tit for tat, war. And the devils are already set up to do war with you. Satan asked Allah for permission to do war on us, to slaughter us. And Allah says that the only ones that Satan won't be able to manipulate or to get are those who are sincere and purified. You may have to die for your sincerity and your purified. I know. I don't want to die. No one wants to die. No one really wants to die. What you're really saying is that you don't want to feel any pain. Because if you're dead, you won't feel nothing. I don't want to die. Well, and the other people that don't want to die are the people who are wrongdoers, because they know that this is not the end. Death is not the end, brothers and sisters. So let us be Muslims. Let us practice our religion. This is the best religion on earth. Allah tells us that this religion was made out of the same substance that he made the whole creation. This religion is built of truth and justice. He says he made everything in the creation out of nothing else but truth. Some of us don't want to hear that. We want to hear the rage. We want to hear the anger. We want to see the blood. We want to feel the hostility. We want to be caught up in all of the confusion and all of the nonsense. We still are submitting to the leadership of the children of Satan, of warmongers, of evil ones. That's not going to happen to a true believer, and I hope that you are a true believer, and that's what we teach here. That's what we teach here, because we know that we got people that among us who, if they can't get their little political way, if they can't get their political way, they'll go into a masthead and blow up the masthead. So are there any leaders who are strong enough to say, you know what, the way to success is not the violence that we hanker after or that we hunger for? And the Jews are going to have to get strong enough. They're going to have some leaders over in Israel that get strong enough to say the way to success is not oppressing people and making them so desperate that they hate life, that they hate it, and they want to die and take whoever with them that they can. You know, that's one of the factors going on in their minds, you know, in their souls. And I tell people, well, look at America. And I tell the people of African descent, too, that you're being forced and pushed into the same desperation that the Palestinians lived under. You know, they lived under since 1948, that's 75 years that the Palestinians had to suffer being neighbors to the Jews who have no intention of sharing anything with them, not even the holy place. That's why they're angry about Al-Aqsa, the masjid over there. And they'll go and they'll raid the masjid while Muslims are in there praying. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot to what I'm saying, and I'm covering a lot of ground. I apologize if I confuse you a little bit, but you study, and you be assured of one thing. I don't have to bow or bite my tongue about anything, because I want to obey Allah, and I want to be received by Allah with his mercy and his generosity and his love when I leave my life. So I'm encouraging you to be the same way. Don't let the life of this world fool you. Allah says they love to fool you. If you were to follow the common behavior of the people in this world, they will lead you away from the way of Allah. That they do nothing but guesswork. They make up all kinds of schemes and guesswork and plots and plans against you. Even when they tell you, when they talk about the Creator, they try to give you a physical God. Allah says you are not worshiping him correctly unless you believe that he cannot be seen with physical eyes, that he cannot be heard with physical ears, that he cannot be accessed or controlled. You only can follow what Allah reveals to you. That's why he has given you his names of how he wants you to behave and believe in him, how he wants you to live as a Muslim. Inshallah, we said enough to make some sort of impact on your thinking, especially given the current information that you're hearing over the radios and the TV and the internet and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't let any radio program, don't let any commentator, don't let any politician, you know, the politician got this thing, we want you to be right, we want you to be politically correct. Politicians don't have a bigger and better word than Allah. In fact, they're minuscule. They're worse than ants. They're like little roaches. The judges are judging unjustly all the time. That's what they do. That's why they want those positions, so they can feel like lords over people. Allah says, why don't the people who like the lord over people, why don't the rabbis and the doctors of law, why don't they forbid the people from doing sinful things? Is that what we get in the Supreme Court or in the state courts or the appellate courts? Is that what we get from the politicians and the judges? Do we get justice? Do we get people who will forbid drinking? Do we get people who will forbid gambling, drugs, who will close up the borders or come down hard? They come down harder on the innocent person driving his car down the street with one light out than they do on drug dealers who are creeping every day as we speak even into the communities and poisoning the people, even little children. Little children are dying every day by the thousands. Does the president get mad about that? Does he come out? Is he mad about that? Are the politicians mad about that? And every time I've heard any of the politicians really speak out against these evils that are plaguing our community, they don't get no support. They don't get support. So too many people in this society, in the life of this world, it's not just America, England, France, especially the Western societies, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Netherlands, all of that. Are any of these people really that upset about the life they're living? No. They turn on the TV, and if they don't want to watch that channel, they turn on another channel. But the children of Satan have programming for every channel to benefit them. They want your attention in every single way. They tell you jokes that will make you, if you really ask yourself, what are they joking about? Who are they making fun of? Don't you see they're making fun of you because they don't count you as being as important as them? Is there any group on the planet that has been told that they need to be protected more than the people who claim that they're being Semitism, which is not even their own word? They share that with the Arabs. No, they only care about themselves. The children of the devil only care about themselves because that's how Satan is. That's how he lost his place in heaven, because he said, I'm better. I'm better than anybody. When he said, I'm better than Adam, he was saying he's better than anybody. Because Allah had plans for Adam, for all of us to develop and be born from Adam and Eve. So, brothers and sisters, if I said something that offended someone, but it was the right thing to say, what can I say? All praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah. But the best thing you can do is to follow the messengers of Allah, who call for peace and order and justice in society, who call for fairness, who call for mercy and kindness and charity, who call for purity and cleanliness and order. Especially Prophet Muhammad, called Khairul Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. And may Allah have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and admit us all into paradise. Amen. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So, brothers and sisters, we want to thank Allah and praise Allah. We want to ask Allah's mercy and forgiveness, and peace be upon all of the believers the world over, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of all of the Muslims and all of the believers, all of the prophets. Better than all of the prophets and messengers, and peace be upon all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I want to remind all of the leaders, the imams, the sheikhs, all of us, to be level-headed, to be strong, to practice our religion. All of the leaders. That means mothers, fathers, all of the Muslims, we're leaders. Allah says you're the best leaders. Allah says you're such good leaders that you are the best leaders for all of mankind. And Allah says he has given you all of the answers, that he has given you all of the answers, and he has made all of the answers out of nothing else but truth. Nothing else but truth, all of our answers, and the best explanation of it. And Allah says that use that truth to guide others. Guide others with the truth. He says if anyone refuses to guide others with the truth or does not guide with the light of truth, then they are wrongdoers. So we have to be strong in doing what's right. And Allah tells us, he tells us that falsehood cannot approach what we believe in from any direction, that Allah has made everything out of nothing else but truth. And our allegiance to Allah, our allegiance to truth. That's one of the attributes of Allah, one of his names. Our allegiance to truth will make a difference in where we're going to go when we leave the life of this world. Allah says, "Ala inna awliyallahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun," that on the friends of Allah there is no fear, nor shall they ever have cause to grieve. So in the life of this world, let us establish ourselves as the friends of Allah so we will be near to Allah and with Allah forever. We are the Muslims. Don't let anyone make you or let you be ashamed or make you ashamed of being a Muslim. Be a Muslim and stand up in public. Be a Muslim, stand up no matter where you go. Sisters, wear your clothes. Brothers, stand up and don't be ashamed. Don't change your name to Ralph when your name was Abdurrahim just because you're afraid of this society. Because if you back up off of al-Islam, where are you going to go? You got the society oppressing you, and the next thing you know, they won't even let Muslims in this country. People who claim to be Muslim, they'll have to hide to get in. People that are already here, they'll have to hide and pretend they're not Muslims. Stand up for what's right and do what's right. There's no bunch of agents hanging out around you. In your mind, in your own mind, you've got a boogeyman. You're frightening yourself. You're scaring yourself into thinking that all the people around you don't think right. The vast majority of people around you, probably 90% to 95%, don't think right at all, don't think at all. They certainly don't know higher political knowledge or higher spiritual knowledge. They are lost. So get out of this idea that people can see you, people can hear you. Allah says in the Holy Quran, they cannot see you. Allah says in the Holy Quran, they cannot see what you're thinking. They cannot see what you're feeling. And there's verses in the Quran that says they don't really care. They got their own problems. Most of them are material things. Most of them are after material things. That's why they want you to be drunk and on drugs so that you can't function right, standing right next to them. They can't read your mind, but if you can't physically function, they're reading your body language. That you're laying someplace in the alley someplace, not participating in life, not adding to the strength of society. So you got to get knowledge. You have to get knowledge from the cradle to the grave. You have to be wise. You have to be studious. I wish I could talk to you a very long time. This is Juma today. I hope that you will get these, make sure to send me your email address. Text your email address to me, and I will send you some of the more than 2,000. I'll send you a few of the, just a few, but I have over 2,000 lectures that I've done over these many years of speaking and giving the khutbahs and giving the talks on different occasions. We've been in the hospitals, we've been in the universities, we've been, of course, into the masjids. We've spoken in parks, we've spoken at universities and high schools, brothers and sisters. Be dedicated to Allah and be dedicated to his cause of spreading justice everywhere we go. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, he said, give charity. He said, charity can even be a smile. When you walk down the street, and when he used to walk down the street, he would smile at people and he would speak to them. Now, if you think that everybody's against you, of course they're against you if they don't know you, or of course they're looking at you strange if they don't know you. But once they see you smile, once they see you pass through and speak to them, after some time, especially if you live in the same neighborhood or same areas, after a while, they see you as a friend. They see you as a friend and warn them, admonish them. Let them know that everything they see on the TV is not real. You'll evolve. Allah will evolve you. Allah will bless you. Allah will elevate you. You'll get to the point to where you'll cause them to say, why am I living in false religion? Some people suspect that, but if you get enough knowledge, you can explain to them why they need to come away from a religion that tells them to eat their God, to drink his blood, to worship a man who has no power over himself or others. They've been telling the people this for thousands of years now. But we can reverse that. We say that the grapevine language, the common language, word to word, common talk among the people, that common word is more powerful than even the media. Yeah, they said it caused the grapevine. Friends and family members, you need to talk to them. And you need to tell them that there are people who are sneaking drugs and tell them about the peril of killing their own children, abortion. Tell them about the peril of fornication and adultery. Tell them about the evils that are going on in society and explain to them Allah and the Quran in the best manner. Speak to them in the best manner. Tell them about the kindness of Allah and the mercy of Allah. Tell them about the healing that's involved in our religion so they won't feel so bad and their psychological problems will begin to go away. Talk to people about the moral state of things. Would they want to have their children be upset constantly? See, you look on the television and they got the singers who are singing to the people to be adulterous, to be fornicators, to be rapists, to be murderers. They're making guns, and the reason the person thinks guns is because that's all he sees is movies and hears songs that talk about guns and murder and how much bravado and how cool it is to kill people or to have that so-called power over people. The power over people is not violence, even though the television is telling them that. And look at the example that the leaders make, violence, wars they can't win. This country has proven that after the last two or three wars, they've proven that war is not the answer because they haven't won no wars. They've given away all kinds of equipment, spent all kinds of billions of dollars, and still haven't been winning or dominating other people. The will of people using the will of Almighty God is stronger than the children of the devil who want to subjugate and oppress others. Look how many African Americans are left in America. But they need their right minds. The devil found out that he couldn't kill them physically. So as the Civil War proved that, almost 1 million Americans died in America. I'm talking about white Americans. Died in America as a result of the Civil War. I don't know if you knew that or not. Over 750,000 North against the South. But the African-American, unfortunately, he's been taught to kill himself because he never got his sense of self-worth back. So they give him a gun like a baby in a playpen. If you give a 3-year-old a gun, a 25 or 22, he can pull that trigger. A 2-year-old, 3-year-old is strong enough to shoot a pistol, and you've seen it in the news before. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to go. We'll talk again soon, inshallah. But let us remember that the only reason I can tell you these things is because Quran is such a light. Kitab al-Nur, it's such a light. It's such an illuminating thing. It's such an illuminating thing that it will brighten up your mind and make you see better, see clearer, see the realities. And after a while, you won't be a fool anymore. You won't be like that unlearned ignorant baby with dangerous toys. You'll become a more mature person, and you'll start living better and living right. You'll be able to advise people of which way to go. Let's be that way. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad, the one that the Quran is built to. O you who believe, do you likewise and give him a great salute. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina. Our Lord, give us wives and family members, wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Blot out our faults and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Our Lord, give us, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you exalt Abraham and his family. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family and followers of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family and followers him. Surely thou art praised and magnified. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyati subhanallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqim as-salat. Brothers and sisters, again, we appreciate you joining us today, and we ask Allah to bless those who are ill and get them back on their feet. And we ask Allah to bless those who have passed on, return to him. And also, I want to say, whenever there's a calamity going on or somebody dies, always say, to Allah we belong, and unto Allah is our return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi, to Allah we belong. Inna ilayhi, and to Allah is our return. Rajiun is our return. Alhamdulillah. Aqim as-salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya as-salah, hayya as-salah. Hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Okay, brothers and sisters, make sure your line is straight. Astawa, make sure your line is straight, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, in the direction called the Qibla. That's the direction, that's the direction of the Kaaba, the house of worship in Mecca. That's what we're facing right now. It doesn't matter what happens in the world, we will never stop doing what we're supposed to do. This is what Muslims are doing all over the world, all over the world. Alhamdulillah. So don't let these small matters shake us, because the greater matter is always going to be Allah, his messenger, and this religion called Al-Islam and the community of belief. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب كان خيرا لكم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
الله أكبر. أمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصى بالحق وتواصى بالصبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
As-salamu alaykum wa
Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, once again, we want to extend the invitation to all people to become Muslim. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam extended that invitation to all the people that were in Mecca, Medina, and right now we are doing the same thing and extend the invitation for them to submit their wills to Allah and become Muslim, so that they can become part of the peace, part of the peace of the world. If they don't want to do that, that's up to them. But one day, it says, رُبَمَا يُعَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمُونَ. There's one day you'll wish, the unbelievers will wish that they had, it says again and again, will they wish that they had been Muslims. So all those who don't have religion, you should check out al-Islam. You should become Muslim. You should submit yourself to the will of the Creator, the divine power in the creation. There's nothing and no one greater than Allah. That's why we say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is not the war cry of savages. Allahu Akbar just confirms in our own hearts and minds that Allah is more important, greater. What he wants from us and wants us to do, wants us to be like, is more important. What Allah wants is more important. What who he is more important and greater than anything or anyone. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. We want Blog Talk Radio, as-salamu alaykum, we want Blog Talk Radio to know that we appreciate them for carrying our message today. And one who's in charge of at the Blog Talk, the chairman over there, we appreciate him, Brother Amin. May Allah bless you and your family and have mercy upon all of us. Amin. As-salamu alaykum, brother and sister. Alhamdulillah.